There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Wiemy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. Hey everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. And today I get to interview my friend, Heather Turner. So Heather, goodness gracious girlfriend, I am so excited that you are here with me today. I've been looking forward to this conversation forever.
Me too, I'm so excited.
And you know, you guys, I just gonna say, like, Heather and I met about a year ago at the John Maxwell Coaching and Speaking Certification at our live event. And I gotta tell you, honey, that I noticed your style from across the room. Like, you looked adorable. And I even find myself like looking at blazers and be like, ooh, this looks like something Heather would wear. So you are adorable. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I just need to get to know her. And when we started talking, it was like, we're both kindred spirits. I'm up here in Minnesota, you're in Oklahoma, but it's like we are just two peas in a pod. And so it's really, really fun to have this conversation with you. But I also have to tell you that you're someone that is, in my view, even further along than where I am and where I want to be. And so I really want to just kind of pick your brain a little bit for our audience today so that we get a chance to kind of hear all about you and kind of use the wisdom that God has inserted into your life to help inspire other people who are maybe feeling stuck right now.
Well, I am honored and thrilled to be here. I've been looking forward to this. I felt the same way because you look super cute. You have like a romper, I feel like, the first day that I saw you. It's funny that we remember that. But totally do, because I love fashion. Actually did a little personal styling for a while. I just can't fit it into my life right now, but I love it. And I'm so excited to get to share with you and honestly just to hear from you as well. I think we are two peas in a pod, and it's fun that you're in Minnesota. So I have family in Apple Valley.
Yeah, not too far away.
Yeah, not too far away from you. And they always make fun of my accent, so I hope all your listeners can understand. I may say y'all every now and then because I live in Oklahoma.
I love it. I loved everything about you. And so, okay, so I love to give our listeners a little bit of just a glimpse into who you are as a person. Heather, tell me about your family. Tell me about your businesses. Tell me about your book. All of the things.
Okay. All of the things. So I do have a wonderful husband. His name is John. We've been married for 18 years, which is a long time. And he's my best friend. He's awesome. I have two sons, Aiden and Mason. One is 13 and one is 11, fixing to be 12. So extra fun, active boys in all the sports that you can think of, football and basketball and archery and lacrosse, you know, that's, so we are an active family. We have two dogs. You may hear or see them come back and forth, Ruby and Buddy, a golden retriever, and then a great Pyrenees mix. So that's kind of home life. My husband and I help lead worship. He's a drummer and I'm a singer for Life Church. There's a lot of locations around the nation, but we're at the South Tulsa location and we have been for almost 13 years. In kind of the ministry passion that we have, we love helping people find their way to and become fully devoted followers of Christ. And so that's the ministry side. And then business, I own a music school called Anthem Road Academy. We have three locations right now. And then, of course, we do online lessons as well. So we kind of serve people all over now, not just in our own state. So that's pretty exciting. And COVID helped push that along. But we have three locations in our regional area here that hired, I think we have 43 staff members right now throughout the locations. And we teach all different types of music lessons. So voice lessons and piano lessons and guitar and trumpet and drums and bass and woodwinds and brass, everything. So that's what we do. And then a couple of years ago now, it's a year and a half ago, I had my first book published and I'm really thankful and excited for that. It's called Dream Traders, and it's a guide to helping people discover and pursue their dreams in different seasons and stages of their life, because our dreams evolve as we do. And so we get to choose how our paths evolve and develop in different seasons and stages based upon our priorities. So it's a workbooklet as well. It really asks a lot of questions for their reader and to help them make decisions. And I just kind of share some of my journey in it. And then there's also a student curriculum. So that's in schools here locally now. And that's been something that I'm probably the most proud of, because it really gets to impact students who might not have someone asking the questions that it asks, and helping students path plan and plan for success and see themselves, the capacity, as bigger than maybe they realized for growth and opportunity and development and success. And so I have that curriculum that's going, and then let's see. Oh, coaching. So I also do some business consulting and for small business owners, and also just for businesses go in and do coaching and development like yourself through the John Maxwell program. And then also I just edit and create programming based on the needs and challenges and goals of that organization, which is very similar to what we do with individuals with our business. So really, I like to add value, and I like to help people discover their potential and then find a pathway to help them get there, and then add some accountability along the way, bridge the gap in some areas if they need that, and help them find that success. I call it going from dreaming to being, or dreaming to doing. And so that's kind of what I do there. I'm involved civically, locally, just with our city, and I serve on some boards with our chamber and with our school foundations and things like that, because I care a lot about contributing to the communities that we serve. And one of the things that I think is foundational when you are a small business owner or a coach or somebody that's trying to do business in a community, I think it's really, really important to make sure you're always contributing to the communities that you're also serving. So maybe contributing civically or philanthropy as a way to show the communities that you're serving that you're not just asking them for their business, but you're finding ways to give value to the community that you serve. So anyway, I'm a busy girl, but I call it productive. That's what we were talking about earlier. I was like, I don't like to call it busy, although other people think I'm really busy. I like to say I'm productive, very intentionally productive.
Yeah, so. And you told me that you're going back to get your MBA right now too, in the middle of all of that. And so I can completely relate to that. My listeners probably have heard me say that I started a business when I was working full-time, doing my mom's stuff, traveling the country, speaking, and in graduate school myself. So like, who does that, right? But we do, right?
Yes.
And so, I think that one of the things that is really evident between both of us, Heather, is that we're not going to just sit and wait for life to happen to us. We are in action pursuing life, right?
Exactly.
I want to talk about your book a little bit. First of all, I don't want to forget to say this. Your Dream Trader book is amazing. And I love, 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 love the kids' version so much. Because it will forever be something that my son and I shared. We did it together. He's 11. And we would talk about the things and I would write them down. And I'm excited to do it with him actually, like on a yearly basis, and watch where his dreams start to go, and watch where he not only can give himself permission to dream, but to put things in action, which is what the book is about. And I really, really love the fact that it's called Dream Trader. Because what I take from that is that you should dream, right? We should have this big vision for ourselves, because God is calling us to do more than just survive. God is calling us to do more than watching reality TV on our televisions, letting other people live their lives while we just consume it, right?
Absolutely, yes.
But what I love about your book and the title specifically is that you remind us that sometimes we have to make trades in order for those dreams to come true. And Absolutely. We both know that there are some things, we could call them sacrifices, we could call them exchanges. I love how you call them trades, because you know what you want, but you discover what it is that you're willing to trade in order to make that happen. So can you talk to us about where that concept kind of was birthed for you?
Yeah, I think as I realized what I wanted in certain areas of my life, I just started to understand that when you're in pursuit of something, you're often going to have to let go of something else in order to grab hold of something new. And that involves an amount of risk because this is comfortable.
Right.
And I know it's happening here and this is what people know me as. And this is the lens that people see me through. And maybe even I see myself through. So I'm having to, if I want to move over here, if I want to go. So for me, for an example is I was a music teacher at a public school and I loved it. I love public school. I love education in general and children in general, but it was wonderful, but I wanted to go to the next level because I do not like to have lids on me.
Yep.
I like to have continued growth and development and opportunity. And I wanted flexibility with my schedule so I could be there for my kids in the way that I felt they needed me to be there most. And I wanted to be there for them. And so when I left this position of school teacher, I had to start seeing myself in the position of business owner before anybody else did. And I realized that I was going to have to make some trades there. I was going to have to trade security in a tenured position with benefits. And even though the salary wasn't awesome, it was still a salary.
Right.
I realized like, okay, I want this, but in order for this to happen, I'm going to have to trade some security. I'm going to have to trade some maybe guarantees. I'm going to have to trade some lenses by which I've been seeing myself and others have been seeing me through for some different lenses and for some risk. And, but also the opportunity for growth and reward that I can't experience in the same way over here. So I'm going to have some flexibility. I'm going to have more civic involvement, et cetera. So I just started realizing what trades am I willing to make? Am I willing to trade some of that sense of security so that I can have opportunity? And for me, the answer was yes for this specific scenario, but I also had to define trades that I wasn't willing to make. So am I willing to trade spending every night on my business outside of my home so that maybe the business can grow at a faster rate? No, I'm not willing to make that trade. And there are times that I have to do that. But as a consistent way of life, as a lifestyle, the answer is no, because I have children and I want to prioritize them. And I have a husband and I want to prioritize him. So early on, we're both musicians. And one of the trades we decided not to make was us to both go into the business together. I mean, we're in the business together. We own it together. But operations, we decided he's not going to teach drum lessons, for example. My husband works for Cancer Treatment Centers of America. He's an incredible drummer, though. He's a professional, great drummer, and he could definitely do that. But we decided if we both did that, then that means that our schedules would be evenings because that's when you teach lessons for the most part, and it would keep us apart, and it wouldn't balance out with our family and life goals as a family, as parents and as spouses. And so I think where that idea came from is as when you want something new, you have to take into account and evaluate the cost. And that's a biblical principle, is to count the cost before you buy the field, right? Like look at the cost, see what that's going to look like instead of planning a dream and saying, this is what I want, not evaluating the cost and then constantly coming up short because turns out you're not willing to make those trades.
Right.
It's better to, what Dream Traders helps you do is evaluate at the front end. I've been saying I want X, but everybody who's successful at X is willing to make these trades. Am I willing to make those trades? Because if I'm not, I'll constantly come up short. If I am, I can find success and then I can plan a pathway in accordance. It's just as important to define the trades you're not willing to make as the ones you are, because it'll help you find the path that's right for you in this season of life. And I think during different parts of my life, I've been willing to make different trades. And so I think that's the same for everyone. Everyone kind of has times in life when they're like, okay, I don't have children, or maybe I don't have a spouse. I can go all in 12 hours a day, every day. I don't have to eat anything except ramen, you know, like,
right.
But then you're in a stage like I'm in and you're in right now. Well, I have children and I don't want to be an absent mother, but I still want to build a business. So there are certain things that I'm willing to do. And then there are certain things that I'm not. And so it probably also came about because I have a decent sized staff. It's not, I mean, it's a small business, but so out of the staff members, most of them are right out of college. Mm-hmm. And so we would have a lot of like conversations about what they thought would happen right out of college. And that didn't always happen. And misunderstanding of like what you want aligning with what you're willing to do.
Right, right.
There.
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the things that I'm starting to focus on in the coaching part that I've been beginning, I guess, is to help people realize that when you have big dreams, there are certain things that need to be done to make those happen. Where are you holding yourself back? And some of it is just the awareness of what is necessary and whether or not you're willing to do that.
Yes. Yes.
And do you find that, Heather, do you find that people in general that you talk to have a hard time dreaming in the first place? Or do the people that you talk to just kind of know that this is your niche and so they can't wait to tell you about their dreams?
I find both. So some people are very confident about sharing their dreams. Most people have something inside of them that they're just afraid to say out loud.
Yep.
Maybe because they have a fear that they're not equipped or they don't have the resources. And if they say it out loud and they don't accomplish it, it means they failed. But if they don't say it out loud and nobody knows, then they didn't fail. But inside, there's a hope, there's a wish, there's a desire for something more.
Right.
Or something different. When I have conversations, I feel like I've done Dream Trader groups where we have a bunch of women here, for example. And it was really like the joy of my life to hear them talk about their dreams and goals. And what was really better than that was to see over this. We did this last year. So in 2019, we started in January. I think everyone from that group, every person that was in that group pursued whatever that dream was, because we went through that together. We were holding each other accountable. And every single one of them either accomplished the full dream or they made major progress toward it and were doing things that they hadn't before. I think it really helps to start conversations, because when you do that, it gives people permission to dream out loud.
Yeah.
And once you say it, it becomes true. And once you write it, and then you start looking at how you could plan a path, it doesn't mean the plan that you set out is always going to work just like you thought. In fact, it may look completely different and probably will look completely different than you first envisioned. But just having a path and starting on it and then making adjustments along the way, it's incredible to see what people can accomplish. I think there are some people who are just afraid to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it makes it too real and it's hurtful. If they, especially if they've had some major disappointments in their life, or maybe they've just had a lot of limitations placed on them that they've agreed with by from others.
Right.
And you know, that lens, that life lens, man, it'll take you down if you let it. And that's for all of us to remember. I have to remember that sometimes daily, because juggling a lot of things and I'm not done yet. I want to continue growing. And that means to continue challenging and stretching my view of myself. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I see people who have this small, subtle voice inside of them that's saying like, I feel like there's something more for me. I feel like I've been made for more than this. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of just this tiny little whisper, right? And then they ignore it. And then that whisper gets a little bit louder and a little bit louder, because I think God makes us for amazing things, and he makes us to be able to depend on him. And he does miraculous things through ordinary, ill-equipped people like me.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yes.
Right? And so knowing that you are chosen for something very specific from our higher power, mm-hmm. and to not let it just kind of sit and die inside of you, right? And so if you're feeling this small, subtle voice inside of you saying, hey, you're capable of this, you're made for more, you're basically just encouraging people to listen to that and to don't be afraid to say it out loud. Because I think that sometimes what we fail to consider is, like you said, the cost, but we're trading our own happiness for this comfort zone, right?
That's absolutely true, yeah.
And we're trading our happiness or our ultimate purpose or the ultimate way that we can serve others for an identity that we have been either placed upon us or placed upon ourselves.
Right.
Or an idea of what life is supposed to be.
Because we're choosing not to make
an
intentional trade. We're making a trade by default.
Yes.
nothing, just like John Maxwell says, nothing great happens by default. When you're going downhill, it's real easy.
Right.
Everything great and worthwhile is uphill. Yeah. So we're making a trade, whether or not we're doing it intentionally.
Right.
So you and I are making a trade with our time right now to be with each other. We're trading, maybe doing 100 other things.
Right.
Because we value this time. But we could have traded this time to watch Netflix and and nothing would have happened or helped anyone, you know, during this.
Yes, I know. And people probably don't relate to that. Like, I feel like I haven't really watched TV for like 5 years. Like, I don't miss it. You clearly are successful. You have written a book on how other people can move forward in their dreams. I am just going to ask a question that maybe our listeners are curious, but have you ever felt stuck yourself?
Lots of times. Lots of times. And sometimes I feel like the thing, most times that I feel stuck have to do with my own choices. Maybe saying yes to too many things and now I'm stuck in my schedule.
Yes.
And I feel overwhelmed or I feel stressed because I also have to, you know, I'm also working on my MBA. So maybe I need 5 hours to focus on work, but I've also said yes to too many to hosting an event or whatever, all kinds of things. So sometimes I feel stuck in that way. Like,
yeah.
And it's my own doing. I can say yes or no, I'm doing it to myself. But then also in some major ways. So in the book, there's a story about how we had to change our business name.
Mm-hmm.
And so the short version is that in 2017, September 21st, I got a letter from Abbey Road, London, which is, you know, where the Beatles recorded. And Universal Music Group owns it. And I got a letter about our name. The name of our business used to be Abbey Road Academy. And as you know now, it's Anthem Road Academy. And what initiated that change was this letter. And it was a 12-page letter. It was from Universal Music Group. And they were telling me that they needed me to. It was a cease and desist letter with the name of my business. That's a very scary letter to get. When you, at that point, we had put 6 years into building a business and it was our baby. Not to mention there are lots of Abbey Roads all over the world and all over the nation. In fact, there was one two doors down from us, which was, that's why, like our first location is in Main Street, Jinx. It's a cute little town and it used to be called the antique capital of Oklahoma. Yeah. Now it's an arts district.
Okay.
But during the span of time, it was the antique capital. They had all these little cute things. And one of them was Abbey Road Antiques. And there was Abbey Road Catering. And it was like super cutesy. And so I was like, oh, it'll be Abbey Road Academy. There was not another Abbey Road Academy. And so we did that. And we did our trademark and stuff for Oklahoma. Well, we didn't think about needing one internationally, because we were just a little business at teaching piano lessons at the beginning of this. And then all this happened. So all that to say, I got that letter and it said that I had 9 days to change my business name, to get it off of signage, all of your collateral materials, all of your sponsorships. I mean, all of your tax stuff. It's a huge undertaking. And it also felt like they're like, kind of bullying me because they're a huge company. I'm a tiny little small business.
Yeah.
I've put like blood, sweat, and tears for 6 years in to try to build this little brand and finally have brand recognition and felt like, oh my gosh, they're trying to take it away.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that personal for them. This is just them protecting their brand. Their recording and distribution were education. So there are some ways we could have fought it. But at the end of the day, for about 3 or 4 days, I didn't tell my staff because I just cried. I just sat around and cried and prayed and I could hardly, like, I was so upset, so sad about it because it was going to be thousands of dollars. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I talked to a couple of attorney friends. It was just a difficult time. And I was like, okay, God, I'm supposed to lead people. How am I going to lead my team? At the time, we had 2 locations. I was like, how am I going to lead my team when I don't know what the next step is? I don't know what this looks like. I've never done this before. And he really just gave me a phrase, and it was, we get to choose. And then I just dug into that phrase, and it was, we get to choose who we are. Somebody else doesn't get to create that label for us. We get to choose who we serve. Somebody else doesn't get to create that, you know, make that decision for us. We get to choose who we want to be known as and how we want to treat people and how we want to pursue the business that we've started. We get to choose the character that we bring every day and whether or not we have integrity. We get to choose if we want to focus on the past or the future. And we get to choose the way that we manage difficult times and how we handle that and navigate them. And so I made a list. And I got all of our team together and I said, okay, here's the letter. This is what's happening, but this isn't happening to us. Mm. We get to choose.
Yeah.
We get to choose what we want to fight for. We get to choose who we are and who we want to be known as. And so we all just kind of rallied together in that moment. I felt just that weight that I've been carrying for those 4 days all on my own completely lifted because we grew closer as a team when we shared something that was really vulnerable and difficult. And it still was hard. We decided to change the name. We kept Road Academy because we feel like we're on the road together.
Yeah.
We feel like it's a journey, and Academy is a place of learning. So Anthem actually means a song that identifies a cause or a group of people. And so it actually fits us better.
Yeah.
But had we not faced that really hard time of feeling stuck between finances of a big company much bigger than us and feeling like we were, our baby was being taken out from our hands. Instead, when we got together and we realized this is an opportunity for us to brand ourselves, not on a cute nostalgic name that we thought was inclusive and fun, but on a name that has real meaning for us as a company.
Yeah.
And it identifies who we want to be in the future and moving forward, not just who we decided we wanted to be in the past. And so we really rallied around that. And the little tidbits, if you want to take any notes from that, would just be that when you feel stuck, it's so valuable. If you're a person of faith, there's Ruby. If you're a person of faith, to just talk to God, just to straight up say, I don't know what to do, admit, because he already knows that you don't know what to do, and just ask the question, what should I do next? And then take time to listen. A little funny thing about me is I am a busy girl, so I don't always take time to listen. And so I made a little arrangement with God. This is my arrangement. I'll share it with you. Because I'm always going, I don't always feel like I'm taking the space to listen. So if he has something to say. And so our agreement is if he has something to say and I'm not listening, I'm being too caught up in life, that he can wake me up at 4 o'clock exactly in the morning and I will listen to whatever he's saying and I'll act on it.
Wow.
And he has done that multiple times, and I'm not an early riser. I don't normally wake up at four. I mean, I like to get a little bit more sleep than that. That's kind of an agreement. So if you're a person of faith, and you have a busy lifestyle, then you can have an arrangement. I mean, he's listening, and you can say, hey, if I won't shut up or if I'm going too fast to actually pause and listen to you, you can please wake me up so that I'll listen to you, because I don't want to do this on my own. I cannot do it on my own. Absolutely not. I'll screw it all up. So I think that's the number one thing, is just take time to listen and to pray. And then secondly, to share the load. If we're a leader and we're an achiever, it might not be our strength to ask for help.
Yeah.
And it's not always mine, because I like to be in a position of helping, not always asking for help.
Yes.
But what I've found is that when I ask for help and show vulnerability, I actually grow better, stronger relationships with my team members, because they can see how they can add value in that. It's all of us together that make this possible, that make the work that we do possible. I can't do it on my own. I don't want to do it on my own. My name's not on the building with intention. And I think sharing that load, so when you're feeling stuck in a big way, pray and then share the load with people. And you'll be surprised. People want to assist. People want to be of service and help one another. Most people, I feel like, they love to bring value to other people. that's my perspective on people. And it really helps you go from something that was very heavy on my own to something that was difficult, but that we were able to manage together and come out on the other side. We didn't lose a single student because of our name change. We negotiated from 9 days to 9 months to get all those changes made, and it happened, and it was great. And now we are registered trademark Anthem Road Academy. We can go anywhere. That taught me that lesson. Business people, get your trademark registered so you can scale. And so I learned a lot through that, and actually respect that process so much more having been on the other side.
You know, there's so much that I'm going to say. One thing that stood out to me is reminding everybody that life happens for us, not to us.
Yes.
And all of the benefits that came out of that, even though when you were in the middle, you probably, well, you did, you wanted to cry for 3 days, right?
Yeah.
To just remember that. Absolutely. And I think that one of the things that I think what you talked about to remind our listeners as well is that when we are achievers like the two of us, and when we want to be the helpers and not accept help, we are actually robbing the people who are wanting to help us from that experience. And so thank you for just reminding us of that. Heather, I could sit and talk to you like for hours and hours, and I know that our listeners would love that too. And so I'm going to say two things as we wrap up. Number one, if you want Heather and I to have a conversation again, write a review, shoot us a message and say, hey, I want you to talk about this. I want to hear more of this. And I will be posting all of Heather's contact information in our show notes so that you can follow her journey, decide to work with her, all of the things. But Heather, I want you to leave our listeners with a question to ponder that is going to help them move forward in whatever it is that they're struggling with right now.
Okay, so a question. Let me think about this. I'm going to ask a few questions for you to answer. If you're a listener, you can just write these down, and hopefully it will help you navigate your next moves. And the first one is based on what I was talking about, what I asked my staff is we get to choose. So the questions that I had all of them answer, and you could do this for yourself personally, and you could also do this for your team if you're part of an organization and you want to see if your team members' vision for themselves and the vision of the organization align. You can ask these questions. So who do you want to be known as? So that's a little bit different than who do you want to be?
Right.
Because who you want to be known as means when you walk out of the room, what would you prefer people say about you behind your back?
Right.
Who do you want to be known as? Is that someone who's generous? Is it someone who's adding value to others? Is it someone who's an expert in their field? Is it someone, you know, what does that look like? Who do you want to be known as? And then who do you want to serve? Because if you can identify that audience, whoever that is, then you can get more specific in your next action step. And then how do you want to serve those people? So those are the three things I would ask. And then, of course, because it's Dream Traders, I'll add one more, two more. What trades are you willing to make that happen? And what trades can you identify that you're not willing to make? So I guess that's five questions.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. But it's good. It's good. It's the overachiever in us, right?
I love it. No. So who do you want to be known as? Who do you want to serve? How do you want to serve them? And then what trades are you willing to make that happen? Be realistic about that. And then what trades are you not willing to make? And go ahead and identify this.
So. Oh my goodness. People are going to be on the growth track after this. Heather, thank you so much for your willingness to share your heart, share your wisdom, and I cannot wait for our friendship to continue to blossom. So, all right, girl, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure. I love seeing you. Have a great rest of your week, and thanks again.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. And if you know that you are made for more, and you are tired of being held back, and ready to get unstuck and step boldly into a life that you're meant to live, head on over to LaChelleWeamy.com, request an appointment, and be ready for me to walk alongside of you personally to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. I'll be back next week, but before you go, don't forget to hit subscribe and enjoy these imperfect outtakes.